Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Well, New York, after 54 years, your long wait is over.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here.
Congratulations to the Rangers.
The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Here the Stones. Bam, 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 bam.
This is 1103.
Sorry, BT. This is another old WFAN bridge pack. So when I hear this, it brings me back to like my producing.
There you go.
This
there
is an old. What is Boyle doing with this old song?
He's an old crap.
Come on, Boyle.
God forbid I don't play 90s rap every day.
Yes.
For you, Sal.
Yeah,
I know.
Or 80s rap for BT.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like the 90s stuff too. But listen, the Stones are classic, man. BT and Sal. I don't care if you're 20 or 90. You got to love the Stones. 1105 here. All right. So the Rangers haven't lost yet. Early deficit, they overcome it. What else is new? Whenever they are down early, it seems like they bounce right back. They have the late lead, squander it, they come right back. That was a tough goal. 136 to go when they scored. I'm like, wow. And he could kind of, sometimes you can sense it coming. I didn't necessarily sense that they were going to score there. Remember, they had the power play,
right?
And they weren't really doing anything with it. I remember they took a couple of bad shots, and then they wound up getting one through with 136 to go. You go to overtime, Rangers win. Listen, this is very different than where we are with the Knicks, obviously. The Knicks are an amazing story. The Knicks are building for the future. Knicks have a summer move to make, and hopefully it's going to get them over the edge, that threshold to eventually be NBA champion. Where the Rangers are, their roster, the President's Cup, all the stuff you factor in. And I don't like to be this bottom line because there's nuance that's going to get lost. But Sal, if the Rangers don't win the Cup, they just didn't get the job done. That's it.
Ranger fans, that's it. I want you to listen to this for a second. This is the year we want the Cup, BT. You're right, and I am not running from the expectations. I'm not scared to touch the money. We've been talking about this all postseason long. The Rangers needed to show us that they could put away a team in the early rounds. They did, sweeping away the Washington Capitals. Everybody, including the odds makers, was worried about this series. How dare they make the Rangers underdogs in this series? Home ice, President's Trophy. The Rangers were underdogs against the Canes. What? Now, it has been a close series, even though it's 3-0. Obviously, each game was close.
Oh,
but
yeah.
You've seen a toughness. You've seen a closeness. You've seen a desire. Well-coached team that we haven't seen this in a long time. They're tough.
They battle for the pucks along the boards. They have control. Oh, and by the way, something that I learned in 1994 as a 14-year-old, and maybe a little bit before that, but specifically in 1994, in the postseason.
Playboy magazine?
In still trying to learn some things from here. Something that I learned. Oh, is that it? Oh, something that I learned as a 14-year-old in the postseason, it is about goaltending and special teams. And nobody in the NHL is better. We heard about Carolina and their numbers, where they rank.
Yep.
They are 0-15 on the power play. Matter of fact, the Rangers.
They are 0-15. That's insane.
The Rangers look better when Carolina's on the power play. A shorty last night, when you're doing those things, the Rangers' penalty kill has been off the charts. Their power play is terrific. Even if they don't score, they still have a great power play. Oh, and by the way, Shesterkin followed up a 54-save win in double overtime in game two with a, 45 last night. He's been off the charts. This team is on fire. They've been resilient.
Yes, they have.
And they get Philip Hedl back now.
Hedl
looked like he could take this team to the next. It's now or never, BT. I really believe that.
Yeah.
Forget even the symmetry of 30 years and how cool that would be. This team is on fire right now. It is now or it's got to be the year.
I wouldn't say now or never because I still think next year could be an amazing. But the circumstances almost makes it now or never. You have the best record in the NHL. You got home ice. Listen, sometimes, while, you know, it's not aesthetically incredibly impressive, but one of the things characteristic-wise of the great teams, and this team is trending toward being one of those great teams for sure, team you trust with every aspect of the game, as Sal just chronicled, you know, whether it's a penalty kill, when it faces everything, they're doing everything right. But you got to be able to dust bad teams.
Yes.
And they just smack the kick. Get at it like a gnat around the ball.
Not even wasting around with a game five.
Waste around. Get stopped next. And now, yeah, this series could be maybe 2-1 the other way. I mean, it could very easily, certainly, yeah, maybe just 2-1 Rangers. I mean, it could be a little different than 3-0. But I wonder, and I don't know the answer to this, and this could apply to the Knicks as well and the Rangers. I wonder what you think about. How much value do you place within the playoff run for the Stanley Cup of them eventually losing a game against a better opponent and having to then respond off a loss? Like, if they sweep this team and you, all right, 8 straight wins and, you know, you play Florida or Boston, you know, and then a couple of good teams lurking out west. Like, don't you think if you get to the Cup Finals, and you should, don't you think there's value in losing and then regenerating along the way?
Yeah, I mean, then you wouldn't think they're going to go on a clean sweep here. I do. I said it before the series. I'm going to stick to it. I still think Rangers in 5. So I think Carolina will figure out a way to get a game. I hope that that's wrong. I hope the Rangers sweep. I see what you're saying. We're going to learn another thing about this team. The first thing that I wanted to learn was, could they put away a bad opponent without messing around?
Mm-hmm.
They did that.
Check.
Now we need to see, like, forget about, you know, you're going to get great special teams, goaltending, all that stuff. They have all the players. Now you're going to have to see when they handle some adversity.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. It's
inevitable.
That's
kind of my point.
Yeah
that's
right.
What I'm
so
saying.
Would you rather it now and, oh, all right, Carolina wins a game. Now you got to put them away game 5. Make sure you do that. I would like to see that.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, okay, they come off a loss, bury them in game 5. Don't mess around and make it go 6 or 7. Hey, it's not over yet.
I know.
And then the next round, I expect Florida, but whoever it is, Florida or Boston, it's going to be a battle. And now you're going to learn about them. Hey, okay, well, this is a tougher battle. How are they going to respond? I think they will, but you're right. At some point, you're going to need to learn that about this team.
And by the way, many of you know this, but there's adversity within a game, and then there's adversity within a series. They've had plenty of adversity even last night. They've had adversity within many games that they played so far this year. They fell behind early last night. Obviously, you watch the game. You know,
right. You're
a minute and 36, unless you're going to watch the post-game show, which many of you are. You're a minute and 36 seconds away from going to sleep. Shut the TV off and starting things up again with the Knicks and getting back into the weekend. And so there's adversity within the games, and they've responded great.
They took,
just not within the series yet.
They took Carolina's best punch twice. Early on in that first period, all right, able to be down, but still respond in the second period.
Yep.
And then again, if Carolina can't beat you in that scenario where they're giving you everything they've got to avoid going down 0-3, they're at home, they score first, they got the crowd on their side, then they tie it late going in overtime, and they still lose. That was as sweet as anything. Hoff, you had something real quick?
Yeah, I do. Listen, I don't want to talk about history, but last year, the Carolina Panthers beat the Hurricanes in 4 games.
The Florida Panthers.
Florida,
that's okay.
Same difference, but not. Game 1, 4 overtime loss for the Hurricanes. Game 2, overtime loss for the Hurricanes. Game 3, a 1-goal loss. Game 4, 1-goal loss on a last-second goal by the Panthers to give them victory. So far, this series, 1-2-3, one goal loss in game one, double overtime loss, OT loss. So we're talking about if history repeats itself again, Hurricanes are done.
Kind of the point you said
before. by a goal.
Yeah. By a goal, well, yes. Well, right, kind of the point you said before, BT, it could be a tougher series, like there's a more competitive series than 3-0, but it is what it is. I mean, the Rangers won the three games, so either way you slice it, that hasn't been easy. Carolina's very good. Rangers are better.
There's no doubt. I mean, and, you know, Rod Brindamore spoke about that, and I think it was, maybe I'm mixed, but I think it was like 9 or 10 games in a row. Like, they've been snake-bitten where they lose by a goal. Not our problem. Too bad. Right. Have fun coming back. And we told you that there were going to be some Ranger fans in the house, and, you know, we didn't know how many. Yeah. You heard those chants, let's go Ranger. Like, you heard it, 4,000 or 5,000 deep. They found a way to circumvent that geo block that they put on the tickets. We talked about this. There's probably about 4,000 or 5,000 Ranger fans.
Ranger fans right now, this is it.
It's good stuff.
This is as good as you could feel about a team. Look, we don't know what's going to happen, and we hoped in years past it would be the year. This just feels, all the signs are pointing to this feels like it's the year.
There you go. 877-337-6666. BT and Sal on the Fan. All right, Ranger fans, you can jump in with the Knicks fans. And Hoff just whispered in my ear, what, $35,000 fine for Carlisle?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And you know what? If he gets the whistles tonight, which he's going to,
it's worth
every penny. Right. Let's get Pablo in Dover, New Jersey with BT and Sal. Pablo, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, gentlemen, good morning. How are we doing today?
Doing awesome. What's up?
Not much. I wanted to talk Knicks basketball real quick. Mm-hmm. I don't share the sentiment you guys have, and I think you're very rational Knicks fans. You know, we know OG's a big piece, but, hey, we didn't have him all year. And we're sleeping on Indiana. Their season-long sample, they're one of the worst. I think they were 24th overall in basketball. They're a finesse team. They don't like physical
ball. In terms of what, defense? You said 24th in defense?
Defensive rating.
But they're soft. We know that.
And the Knicks play bully ball. This is playoff basketball, matchup-based. I think, you know, Precious. I like
Knicks
our matchups.
Have not played well defensively in this series, though, Pablo.
What do you mean? McConnell's destroyed them. Looks like Allen Iverson getting to the rim.
Hey, Burns is still getting 40. Like I said, I'm just not that sold on the Pacers. I think the Knicks have a lot of grit, a lot of heart.
Yeah,
if we can keep it within, you know, they're going to commit. It's a game of runs. But if we keep it within 10, 12 points going into the fourth, don't be surprised if we go up 3-0.
No, Pablo, I respect that. I truly do. I'm not trying to talk over you or minimize your point. The Knicks have given Pablo and others enough to have a little blind faith going into this game, knowing OG's not playing, not knowing exactly the physical status of Brunson, who's questionable, but you know he's going to play. But your point, though, I got to shoot some holes in it. You're telling us that, you know, the Knicks defensively and they got dogs and they're going to get up in them, but they haven't. And the Pacers are doing whatever they want to do offensively. So, and that was with OG Anunoby. I just think that they're going to give up 130 points tonight. I think everything's going to be against them, the crowd, the refs, the circumstance of their health. I would be stunned if the Knicks win tonight.
Quick checklist here.
Yes.
Because not that I'm in line with Pablo. Like it's not. I agree with a lot of what he's saying, but I also disagree that he makes it seem like it's going to be easier. Do you think tonight Brunson gives you 40-plus?
No. I don't. That's the first time I've said that.
Yeah. Okay, well, then there we go. No need to go even further because without that, they have no chance. See, I do. Now the question becomes, okay, they get that. Will the Knicks be able to slow down Indiana defensively? Yeah, I'm not sold on that.
And they can do with OG.
Right. And plus, it's their building. Like, you expect at some point the Pacers. Now, if they do, like, to me, the checkpoint someone would be Brunson over 40 minimum. Slow down Indiana defensively.
I don't see either so far.
And then you need to get those second and third performances. Like, could you get Hart to score 20-plus tonight?
Yeah, you can.
DiVincenzo to score 25 tonight?
Better.
McBride to score double digits tonight?
Pretty much better.
If you get those, the Knicks will win.
But those are variables that if you compromise one,
right,
you're not going to win.
Well, I know, but if I give you the three checkpoints for a Knicks win,
uh-huh,
Brunson 40-plus, uh-huh, Knicks play better defensively, hold the Pacers to at the very least. Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
I was going to say the very least under 120.
Yep.
And then Hart, DiVincenzo, McBride, you know, we get combination of almost 60 points
between
from those three.
Guys, yeah.
If they do that, then that's how they could win. Okay. And if you don't think that Brunson can get 40, now, which is fine.
And by the way, I think that, you know, Jalen today, you know, tonight maybe low third. By the way, it could also be a route, and Jalen Brunson doesn't play 40-something minutes. I mean, that's kind of almost what I feel just for
just
tonight.
Just give him some rest if you're getting blown out.
Oh, yeah, I'm not saying you go into the game looking, hey, if we lose, not a big deal.
Well, some people
think that. Yeah,
some people say, you know what, if he's not 100%, let him rest. Let this game be the sacrificial game in the series.
You know why, though, Sal? Because it goes against everything that the Knicks are, and the Knicks aren't good enough to change their identity mid-series. So, and Tom Thibodeau's not doing that, and Brunson would never allow it, so that's not happening. But even if Brunson goes for low 30s, which I think is tonight probably a little more plausible, because I don't know where he is physically, than going over 40, which he almost always does, and he would have the other night if he didn't get hurt. I do think he comes back and throws 45 on the board game four.
Like, right.
This is not all. Brunson's the best.
Yeah,
it's not worried about Brunson.
Right, but you can't expect him to score 45 every night.
Otherwise, he's an all-timer.
Okay.
And maybe he's actually carving out a legacy to become that, but it's still too early to say you expect 40-something every single night.
Yeah, you couldn't even expect that from Jordan, so come on. It's ridiculous.
True.
So if you do, though, that's the formula. Forget about both. Obviously, they get both, the series is over. If you get one game where you combine those three things, Brunson going off, better defensively to the point of 115, whatever, under 120, and then the other three or more doing their job above and beyond, that's how they're going to... Look, that's it. We can debate all we want, whether they're going to win, whether they're not. If they don't get that, they cannot win.
You gave me three really good bullet points there, and I think it's interesting how we... you know, attack them, but I'm going to actually prioritize them, give the order of what I believe will happen. Number one, what is least likely is the Knick defense giving up 115.
Right.
I don't see that at all. Second least likely would be the Villanova crew outside of Brunson and McBride going for 60-ish. One of those guys, probably DiVincenzo, who I love.
We'll have a bad night.
I mean, come on.
I know.
So even though I don't think Brunson goes for 40 tonight, of the three, I think that that's the most likely. I just don't see him stopping this team enough.
But then.
Tonight.
Tonight. But then in game four, then it's all back in play.
But I want to see his OG back. We both think he will not be back for game four.
All right, so if he's not, let's say DiVincenzo has a bad night tonight.
If he doesn't play Sunday, it's 2-2 coming back to the Garden. Knicks lose two straight.
So no matter what.
That's what I said. At the top of the show, and nothing's happened since to make me change my mind, unfortunately. Jason's in Manalapan. Jay, BT and Sal, what's happening?
Hey, Jason. How you guys doing today?
All what's right, up, man. Jason?
What's going on?
Not too much. So you mentioned before how it's, you know, it's the Rangers' time now. Why don't you think it is the Knicks' time right now? I mean, we're looking at the other teams. Boston, I don't think, is dominant. They're beatable. I mean, Denver, you know, they were probably the favorite, but they don't know. I mean, Minnesota looks great.
Yep.
Why, despite the way the Knicks are playing, I mean, what they've shown us, why shouldn't we have the same mentality that's their time right now?
Because I think the Rangers have more stars, all right, than the Knicks do. So I think it's less of a jump, you know, to conclude that the Rangers can win the cup. For the Knicks to win the championship, the secondary pieces need to play at a level that is well above their career numbers, and I don't think that that's sustainable.
Yeah, and how about the idea, Jason, that the Knicks are missing two of their best players? Yeah. The Rangers, you know, that's another part of this, BT. For years past, the Rangers have been banged up, whether it's McDonough playing on a broken foot or broken ankle, whether it's Zuccarello being out for the postseason. They've had unfortunate injuries happen at bad times. That's part of it. You got to be good and lucky, and there's no shame in that. To win a championship, a lot of times, everything has to come together. Luck is a part of it. And the Rangers right now, everything, knock on wood, is going their way to the point where they're even getting Filippino back. The guy's missed the entire season, and he comes back now just when he can elevate them to another level when they might need it, going into the Eastern Conference Finals or a Stanley Cup Finals. Where the Knicks, it's the opposite. It's one death blow after another. Randall, Mitch Robinson, Bogdanovich, Anunoby, like...
It's
not their fault, but at some point, you can only take so much.
I know. I mean, really, in a lot of ways, they had no business even getting past round one, if you really think about it.
The Knicks, because they overachieved getting the two seed, gave everybody extra hope. It's great for them. The credit that they deserve is off the charts. But because of that overachieving, there is some belief that they can continue to do it. And maybe they can. Maybe this is the 2007 Giants. I never thought the Giants could win the Super Bowl. Every round I was like, yeah, they're an average team. They're not going to win this. Oh, they can't win this game. They can't beat Dallas. They're not going to beat Green Bay and Green Bay. They're not beating the Patriots on undefeated. And they did. Mm-hmm. So could it happen? Sure. But that's the type of miracle run it would take with everything that's gone on with them.
I can't disagree with that. It's been awesome. I think this is the summer where they make the massive move. Next year is going to feel even more different than this year, but... It's just not that people expect a championship with the Knicks. It's just unrealistic to even think that they can get to the NBA Finals right now. They're just, their roster is decimated. 877. And we don't even know if Brunson's fully right.
Right.
I mean, everybody's said, Jalen 40, 45. Can we see him?
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're down to 50 seconds left in the fourth quarter. Sparks. Yes!
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
What a move by Sparks!
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
Now back here on the Fan, 1127. What's going on, everybody, on this Friday here? Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. Sal, obviously, listen, squeezed the little Yankees in before, obviously, yeah, with the tickets and the giveaway and Judge heating up. Yanks, good home stand. We'll get back to these Nick and Ranger calls, but, you know, these interesting couple days here for the Mets. You know who you're playing over the next, you know, 6-9 games, whatever it is. This might be the season.
I think it can show something about this team if they could just be competitive. I know that sounds like so lame, like in reality, and that's why to me, like I can't even really get into the Mets, especially what's going on with the Knicks and Rangers. You throw the Yankees in there, who have a legitimate chance to win a World Series. The Mets have taken a back seat to all of that, but this is a good barometer. We talked about it with the Yankees and the Orioles series. Well, for the Mets, this is the measuring stick. It's the Braves and the Phillies. We know they're not on their level as far as over the course of the long haul to win the division. Mm-hmm. But right now, the Phillies are leading the NL East. And I want to see where the Mets stack up. Is it going to be that big disparity that we anticipated coming into the year? Remember, the Mets already took 2 of 3 from Atlanta down there. Can they do it again and make it stick and show that on any given night in any short series, they can compete with the best that the National League has to offer. So it is an important 7 days, three at Citi Field against the Braves, two against the Phillies, and then they have the home and home with the Phillies.
Yeah, that is odd. Yeah. So it's Monday, Tuesday home, and then it's Wednesday, Thursday down to Philly.
Yes.
Yeah, it's an interesting split. Hopefully they do well. You know, every time, you know, I'm not convinced they're going to do much this year. I don't think they're a playoff team. But I'll tell you this, every time they start to sink or mess around with sinking below 500, they find a way to just, you know, scratch out a couple of wins and at least momentarily redirect the narrative, which is impressive.
And you know what I really want to see tomorrow, Christian Scott.
Yes, he was phenomenal his first game down at Tampa.
So it's his second start.
I want to see him.
And it's against the big bad Braves.
That's going to be nice. He looked great.
That's when he goes now, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, the Mets may be taking a backseat to everybody else, but that's going to be an important game to watch to see how he does in his second start against Atlanta.
All right, let's get back to the Knicks and the Rangers energy. Rangers, I mean, it's seven straight. I mean, you get a chance to close out another team. Capitals were basically a roadkill. You come in, you smack them. Carolina, they were dogs going into the series. Rangers have won many different kinds of games in the series, including when they, you know, relinquish advantages like they did last night, showing resilience. I mean, that's a tough goal at 135, 136 to go. They still win. They're up 3-0. And Ranger fans are feeling awesome, as you should. Knicks fans, you should be feeling really good. But to me, I'm dialing back the confidence. And it's not to be an alarmist or to project negativity. OG's not playing tonight. Knicks ain't winning. Knicks are not winning this game tonight. So suddenly 2-0 becomes 2-1, and you pump life into a team that I still think that many Knicks fans are overlooking the Pacers. Like, they have good players. I know Turner's soft. He'd rather float on the perimeter. I know Halliburton's a little reluctant to shoot late, and that's crept into it. You know, some people still don't respect McConnell, Siakam, but they got players. So, like a couple snipers.
You
Shepherd,
said that even,
you mentioned him.
Was it before game one or game two that you were, you know, before game two, you're like, hey, Knicks fans. You know,
yes.
Yeah, I know. So you felt like a lot of people weren't respecting the pace. I still probably am one of them, even more so after watching the two games. But you were saying that early on.
Yeah, I just felt, and it was about the Pacers, but it was also just about the situation. Like, guys, yeah, all right, and I did this over the, I'm not proud of it, but it's been a couple years, like back in the day with the Yankees, we'll find a way to win with the Yankees,
yeah,
whatever,
right.
It doesn't matter, we're going to win. Not in an arrogant way like some younger Yankee fans do, but inner confidence, like, well, man, I was younger and probably more arrogant, right. But the point being, like, you just have this conviction because they always did it. I mean, I it's one thing to believe in the Knicks' resilience, and I don't know anybody that believes in the resilience more than me. I've been touting it all year, but you got to inject some reality. They are so physically diminished that right now, I bet you start flipping a coin. I don't know which direction this thing's going. Mike is in Ronkonkoma. Mike, BT and Sal, what's going on, Mikey?
BT and Sal, what's going on?
What's up, Mike?
Hello.
I just want to say, I mean, the Rangers are playing out of this universe. It's almost like they can't lose, which makes me nervous because law of averages, they're due for a loss, and hopefully they just stay hot. But they're playing out of this world, and it's so fun to watch. My next point is, with Anobi out, it's not sustainable for all these guys playing these minutes. Do we have to see some Burks and some Sims some point? Because,
yeah.
I mean, these guys, how many minutes are they supposed to play? And if we're going to count on Brunson to put up 45 a night, it's not going to happen. I mean, I love Jalen Brunson, but, I mean, that's like not even human to do that the rest of the
right.
road. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree.
Thanks,
and
Mike.
I hate to even admit this, and he brings up a great point. We might have to. We weren't putting him into our equation before as far as points go, BT.
Yep.
Might have to see Burks. Like, I don't understand. I don't see a way around it, unfortunately, at this point. Right? Because if we are asking Brunson to get 45 or 50,
I mean,
and Hart and DiVincenzo to get, you know, at least 20 apiece, maybe more, Hartenstein can only do so much. Achiuwa could only do so much. McBride, if he doesn't step up and give you almost 20, you might, and even if he does, you still might need a little Alec Burks in there. I don't like Burks the player, but it may be out of necessity now, and it's not like he can't score. He has scored, so how? I mean, are they going to be relying on Burks in games three and games four here?
Well, relying on Burks, if they're relying on Burks, season's over.
Well, I mean, giving them 10, 15 minutes.
I would say, are they going to lean on Burks a little bit more, much to the chagrin of many, including my partner? I think he's a little more viable. I'm not a real viable than you. Not much. But yeah, I think he's going to have to play. And just a little perspective on the scoring run that Brunson's on. How unfair it is, although he keeps answering the bell, what we expect and need out of this player. The highest all-time NBA or AB. Now, remember, the ABA was a real wide-open, yep, free-flowing, defense-optional league, okay? They had the three-point line before the NBA did. That came in 1979 for the ABA. For the NBA. The ABA had it earlier, so you would think that that would distort some stuff. The all-time leading scorer in playoff per-game average is, no surprise, Michael Jordan, at 33 points a game.
Right.
We're basically saying old show, like, I mean, if Brunson doesn't drop 45, Knicks have no shot.
See, now
think about that.
Yeah, I know. And I felt like that with Anunoby. Imagine without Anunoby. We could debate it, and we did. Well, hey, look, they've won without Brunson going on. Yeah, and you're right. Technically, they did. I didn't think it was sustainable, but that was with Anunoby. Without him, how the hell is this team going to win? If Brunson does not score 40.
Well, that's the basis of my opinion today. I don't think that they will. Bert's on Staten Island. Bert, what's happening?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking the
call.
Boy,
Bert's a name. You know, Bert Young, rest in peace. You know, Bert or Ernie and Bert. Bert is not a name that you get too often. Bert.
No. My name's Roberto, but...
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Gotcha.
Yeah. So, BT, this is for you. I got to get you back into the right mindset.
All right.
I'm taking you back to mid-March. Julius is already out. Knicks are starting a West Coast road trip.
I remember it well.
We lose OG to injury. Mm-hmm. Everyone at that point thinks we're cooked.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What do we do the very next game?
Was that the Sacramento game? Who was that?
Golden State.
That's right.
Golden State. We beat them 119-112.
Yeah, but Golden State stinks.
We win four out of our next five games.
But Golden State stinks.
You can't say they stink. They still have Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Andrew Wiggins, Draymond Green.
Draymond's doing pods at this point better than he's playing basketball.
How'd they do this year? And it shouldn't be about Golden State, and it certainly is not.
No, it's not. But it's the point, though, that we have the ability.
Yep.
We've shown this. We do have the ability to go in and pull off a win when we're down, guys.
That's true.
What this team has been doing all year. There's a path to do it. We've done it before. We can do it again. That game, you look at the starting line, I think Tibbs is going to do the same thing tonight. You go Brunson, Deuce, DiVincenzo, Hart, and Hartenstein. You go small. You run their shooters off their shots, and you pressure the ball. You get Precious Achiuwa off the bench 20 minutes to give Hartenstein a rest. If Brunson needs a blow, you throw in Burks, and that's it. Bottom line, Deuce is going to have a big game tonight. He's got to step up.
You're right. He's got to, Bert. They could. And to Bert's point, BT, they've done this all year long, so they're comfortable with it. Even you see the quotes now, like, hey, we've been doing this. We're fine. Really, here it is, next man up. It's not just a cliche, which is great for the Knicks.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, it's going to reach its expiration. I do not believe that that point will be in this series against Indiana, just because I don't think Indiana's good enough. But if you're telling me Indiana's going to score 120 points plus, I have a hard time just mathematically getting the Knicks there, certainly without Brunson giving 45 of those points. Now, I believe Brunson will do that in one of these two. Brunson may go for 50 in one of these two games. That's all it's going to take. Brunson go for 50. And you know, obviously the others got to do their part, but just once, that's all you need here.
Yeah.
Then obviously you got to come back home and do it again. But to beat them in one of these next two, that's the goal over the weekend. If we're here Monday and it is tied 2-2, it's going to be a problem.
It's going to be sweating time. I mean, there's no doubt. So that game against the Warriors, and I remember the trailer, they beat Golden State. They lost to Denver. I believe they beat Portland, who stinks. But anyway, the game, yeah, they're terrible. McBride scored 29 this game, right? And it's not about going through the box score, but it's just looking at the distribution of minutes. All right, so Bogdanovich played 17 minutes. He's not playing any tonight.
Oh, God, I wish they had him.
Me too. And McBride gave you 29 points. Not that he's not capable of messing around and going bonkers. He is, but I'm not banking on it. DiVincenzo played well. But the problem isn't really with who the Knicks played or the allocation of minutes. It's the fact that the Warriors only scored 112 points. Do you think the Pacers are scoring 112 points tonight? I don't.
I mean, the Knicks are going to have to step up defensively. Well, we've seen what it's been so far, 117 and 121.
Yeah.
In games one and games two. In their building, you have to think that. Now, BT, they may have been that game anyway with Anunoby here, where maybe the Pacers go nuts regardless. Like, I think at some point the Pacers are going to win a game, most likely in their building, that there's nothing the Knicks could do about it.
Even if they were full?
Brunson scores 40, Anunoby chips in 20, but the Pacers were just better on that night because they knocked down more threes and they score 130.
I can see that.
So that may be the case anyway, whether it's tonight or game four. It's the other game that the Knicks are going to have to be better defensively and keep them under 120 and hope to get the max effort from almost everybody else. Bigger point is there is no more margin for error. They've had very little as, you know, Randall goes out, Mitch goes out, Bogdanovich goes out, now Anunoby.
There OG is, back then too.
Right, when OG during the regular season. There is no more, there's no more room for error. Like, you can't survive if DiVincenzo doesn't chip in with his 20-plus. You cannot survive if Hart doesn't score 20. You cannot survive if McBride does not have a big night off the bench. You certainly cannot survive if Brunson doesn't lead the way with 40-plus.
Listen, I think you laid out well. We'll come back. We'll get these Nick and Ranger calls, 877-337-6666. BT and Sal on the Fan. And I don't know the case, but I feel like we're still glossing over it. I'm not even sure Brunson's physically fully right. I don't know.
Your official station to talk Knicks. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Sal back on the Fan. Do I hear Beningo? Is Joe out there?
I thought I did hear him. Can we keep the cats outside today?
Yeah.
Is Joe coming in? He's coming in the studio.
Just make sure these mics work for Joe. We don't want any technical malfunctions for our boy Beningo. Start yelling at anybody.
I haven't seen him in a while. Looking forward to seeing him if he is in fact in studio.
If he is in studio, I believe he's in for Tiki today, right? So
yes.
It's evident, Joe, like the old days here. I'm sure you guys will love that. Coming up after us, BT and Sal on the Fan. If Joe is in studio, I can promise you a couple of things that he will be, like, part of his look. The Fu Manchu, there. The neon socks, although it's a little wet out there today, so maybe not. But if he's planning on trying to maybe play golf, I don't know if he's playing golf today. Neon socks pulled up to his knees. Very nice, very bright, perfectly pressed white pants with a nice neon shirt tucked in.
No Knicks or Rangers gear?
I think Joe's full golf mode. He's working for his boys, of course, but I mean he's got some interesting looks here. And as we know, he has some interesting opinions love Joe.
We were at JJ's wedding together last summer.
Yeah.
And
what was he wearing?
All white.
Oh, like a white suit? In the name of the Father, of the Son, happy communion, happy confirmation, Joe.
I think he had the white suit, white shoes.
He's going for a hit on somebody. All right, let's go. See you later, Joey boy. We love Joe.
877. Bigger.
Oh, jeez. 877-337-6666. Back to the Nick calls, and I'm concerned. Louie's up in the Bronx. What's happening, Lou?
BT, before I get to my minutes, right, BT, I mean, you should know this. At the NBA, there's no blueprint on a game. All right, I bet these props every night. One day a guy wants to score. One day he jacks up seven threes. The next game he doesn't even attempt a three. So my point is, you can't say who's gonna get the 42. Brunson's not there. Every game is played differently. All right,
not for the Knicks. It's a pretty basic script.
And that's
Brunson,
why you shouldn't
go save
sleep
us.
On him. And that's why you shouldn't sleep on him, because you've been watching him all year.
I'm not sleeping on him, Lou.
Okay, all right, let me get to my minutes here, okay? Which I think is such an overrated thing. I was at the Maxi game that Tuesday, all right? I'm down. I'm with my son. I'm sitting great seats, right? Intersection, baseline, end line intersection right in front of the Sixers. Anyway, between timeouts, all right, TV timeouts, when they go to reviews, literally take minutes, some of these reviews. These guys get plenty of time. And where do you think? I don't want to hear about Tibbs running these guys down. That is such nonsense, because I'm going to tell you why it helps the Knicks. Because at the end of the games in the fourth quarter, this is when the Knicks hit the boards and grab all the offensive rebounds.
That's true.
Because they're so conditioned.
I know.
Between I-Hart and Josh Hart.
Yeah.
And these guys hitting the board. And as far as the Knicks injuries, forget about the complaint about the minutes. You look at Mitchell. He got dragged down by Embiid. Bogdanovich got rolled up on.
Yep.
Okay.
Randall's shoulder. Yeah, we talked about
Randall's
that yesterday.
Right. I mean, and then even the last game, OG only logged in 28 minutes when he came up lame. So this is, and didn't Riley always do this? Because he said his athletes were going to be the best conditioned guys at the end of the games.
Yeah.
He used to do this at practice.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Ewing didn't play well. Unless, yeah, actually, I'm sure he did. But
look at his minutes in the finals. He was logging 40 minutes. Look at this. BT, the bottom line is.
Yep.
The game was also different then, though, Louis. We talked about this. Now it's up and down. It's hard. You know, these are more grueling minutes than it was when it was a half-court game.
100%. But they're getting plenty of rest, 84 points. BT. They're getting plenty of rest. Even when now here's why I'm going to tell you something now that wasn't back then.
Yeah.
When they go to these reviews, BT, they take literally minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm watching the
it drives
six
me
of
nuts.
Guys. I'm watching the six of guys because I'm right there.
Yeah.
During these reviews, they're sitting on a bench.
All right. And by the way, Lou, that taps into something. Thanks for the call. I agree with some of the things you said. I do think that you overlook some aspects, like, you know, Patrick playing 43, 44 minutes against the Rockets or whomever back in 94 leading up to the finals. It's just a different level of exertion for the guys playing 44 minutes today, because how many times was Patrick Ewing ever on the perimeter? And that can be quantified, miles run during a game, but I'm not going to get in the weeds on that.
Right.
If you know the differences, and Louis, I think that you do, but I think that you underrate that a bit. But here's what needs to happen with these reviews, because we're all sitting there, long days, long nights, early mornings, right? We love it, but it's tiring. And when the eyes get heavy and they're walking over to that review, it's on my last nerve. So if you have a home base, which they do, as soon as Thibs or Carlisle signals the challenge, why do we need the three refs to walk over to the monitor and start zapping through it frame by frame? Utilize the main source, okay? Let them come to the determination. Take us through it on TV if you need to. But there is no way that you can't truncate this whole process. It should not take 4 or 5 minutes. Zap it. Answer, buzz it into the court, boom, here's what's happening, let's go.
My biggest issue, first of all, I hate replay in all sports. Now, I know you're trying to get the games right, the calls right, but my biggest issue is that they install replay in any sport. It takes extra time. It's annoying to have it chop up the game for whatever it may be. Oh, guy scores a run, guy hits a home run, wait a second, we got to review and make sure.
Yeah.
Guy hits a bucket, wait a second, we got to make sure that he got it off in time or there wasn't a foul or this or that. Guy scores the goal, we got to review it. But the biggest issue that I have is, it's still not getting the calls right. So what's the point of having replay if you're still not getting the calls right? Can't we just all agree we're never going to get 100% of the calls accurate?
Yes, we can. I think what bothers me more than not getting the call right, and this seems crazy to say this because it is, you have replay, you utilize, you still don't always get the call right. Sal's correct about that. But my problem is you have replay, but you can only review certain things. You can't even review the kick ball.
That's another point, right?
I mean, but that's the biggest point. If you have it, why can't you? I mean, I understand because it would literally slow it down even more, but.
Well, like
I don't
the NFL,
know.
You could see why you can't review, you know, pass
interference
goals.
Like deflections, like kickball, stuff like that.
Well, in the NBA, you could review everything, but not that.
Yeah.
Why not?
No, that's why. That's right.
I'm with you.
Lance is in Danbury with BT and Sal. Lance, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? How are you?
Hello.
You know, not in a million years did I ever think I would enjoy a Knick team the way I enjoyed Ewing Oakley Starks, but I love this team. I love them like I never thought I would love a team as much. And at the beginning of the year, I don't know if you guys remember, I listened to the station every day. There was people calling for Tibbs' job, all right? I agree that, him running these players can be a lot. OG did look exhausted to me, but the Nova kids, they can take it. They can play the whole game. OG also showed us he's got a whole nother level to his game. I don't think he needs to be a scorer ever, but when he needed to be, he gave it to us. I think there's another level to his game.
Yeah.
And
we're not going to see it tonight. That's the problem. That's what we're talking about today. OG tonight. OG Sunday.
We have started to see that level, though, Lance, to
Thanks,
your
buddy.
Point in the last couple of games.
Yeah, he's right.
But we... He's out. I mean, he's been great. You're right. Look, the Knicks have earned the respect and the right to be believed in, even against all odds.
Yep.
However, you have to be realistic. And I think that's the difference sometimes, BT, with us and with fans, where you can't, and a lot of fans are realistic. But there are, like Ben Stiller. Did you see his tweet again?
I didn't see it.
Ball washing Ben is at it again. Like, the Knicks could do no wrong. And I get your love for the Knicks. I really do. I get his love for the Knicks.
Yeah.
And I do understand.
What did he tweet?
Oh, God. It's such like a.
Pull it up.
It's like a paragraph.
Dissect it. We got a minute. Come on. Find it. Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
Well, did he include pictures?
It might have been this morning.
Was there pictures, too, to accentuate the words?
It was last night. Here we go. Yeah, there was a picture there. There's a GIF of Brunson going nuts.
Okay.
You ready? This is actually long here.
That's all right.
It's longer than the commercial read. Indy will come back strong. McConnell, Halliburton, they're not blaming the refs. They don't have to play better and probably will. They're such a fast team. Skilled and actually fun to watch. It will be tough. We need OG healthy. I mean, Ben, stick to a long game Polly, really, with these tweets.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
Need OG healthy. The national media gives us no respect. Here we go. In fact, has antipathy, which I've never even heard of that word.
A-N-T-I-P-A-T-H-Y, yes. Obviously. Yeah,
antipathy.
I got you.
Yeah. Antipathy. What does that mean?
The opposite of empathy.
Exactly. Well, I figured that. Okay.
I think it's derived from antithesis. Antithesis is the complete opposite. Antipathy.
Or I would just assume apathy, just but yeah, whatever.
Either
okay,
way.
There you go.
Hey, Ben, stop trying to sound so smart. Yeah, that's the biggest problem with your post. Use right. words people
whatever.
Understand.
He has that word towards us. Uh-huh. You're talking about, okay, whatever.
Now he's a philosopher.
Yes.
Instead of telling the story of how this team has battled to second place in the conference after losing three starters most of the season, and now, depleted and with a very small rotation, is winning against tough conference rivals and sending them home. They talk about how much they want us to lose and how we can't last. But we know who we are and what we do. And it's undeniable. We have a special team, and that team is led by this person. I like our chances. And it's a GIF with Jalen Brunson. Like,
now it would be funnier if I just tagged in and we just, you know, basically danced all over this and made fun of him. I kind of like it.
He's pumping you up.
I kind of now I've had some corny tweets along the way as well, so I can kind of relate to that. Like, but he's been there. He was there when we were bad.
But he doesn't, and that's fine for him because he doesn't need to be critical.
That's true.
He's a fan.
Yeah.
So he's going to say what he feels. Mm-hmm. We call it how it is and how we see it. And I do agree, you know, you and I disagree, BT, on a lot of different things. We disagree that I'm not worried about the Pacers this round. However, I do think the Knicks, even with Anunoby, we're going to get their comeuppance at some point. I just don't believe it's sustainable. But mm-hmm. regardless of where we agree or disagree, they have done this all year long. I've said it many times. They've already proved me wrong because I didn't think there would be a 2 seed in the regular season.
Nobody did. You also mentioned along came Polly. Is that the apex of the prime for Jennifer?
Jennifer?
I don't really care about him.
Yeah, movie. I was going to say. It was funny. Ben's movie.
Is it the breakup? Remember that scene where she just kind of walked through the hallway?
I'll tell you,
she
man.
Was picking
I love,
up her stuff?
I love her in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Even in the morning show. But yeah, you want to talk about
that? You watched that?
Oh, yeah.
Jen and I watched that, too. That was great. I
enjoy that show.
Yeah. Reese Witherspoon's on it, too.
Yeah.
She's okay. Lower than Addison, because pretty much everybody is.
I'm not a big... I like her as an actress. It's not my, you know, style. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, understood. But they look kind of the same. So if you think Addison's beautiful...
You think so?
I mean,
Reese Witherspoon?
It's not like one is like completely dark complexion and completely different style color.
No, I
look like there's a little bit from the same conveyor belt of attractiveness.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I don't let any of that stuff get. I just, you know.
You don't get the same feeling. Understood? I got you.
Jennifer Aniston is another level.
She's the best.
And she's all been in so many great or enjoyable movies.
Her romantic comedies are awesome.
Yeah,
I love them. I really do.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.